Advent, a season of expectation.
A season of longing.
A season of hope.
In the book of Genesis, the book of beginnings, we see a dark and troubled world anticipating the voice and visitation of the Lord God.
Genesis chapter 1 reads, "And God said, let there be light. And there was light."
On this, the first Sunday of Advent, we too look forward to the voice and visitation of the Lord.
We are a people living between the ages, looking back to the first coming of the Lord Jesus as the light of men come to dispel the works of darkness.
As the shepherd come to seek the lost sheep of Israel.
As the King of Kings come to reign over his people.
And we are a people looking forward to his second coming, when he will once again visit a world of darkness and speak light. Today, as we begin to prepare our hearts for his advent, his coming, will you ask him to shine his wonderful grace into the dark places of your life? To be your light?
To be your shepherd?
To be your king?
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. He was the true light, which, coming into the world, enlightens every man. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. Scripture is full of instances in which the Lord appeared to his people, and they didn't recognize him. From Jacob, who prayed for the deliverance of God and then wrestled with him all night long when he appeared, to Jesus, the light of the world, God's only begotten Son, crucified by the very men most anxious for the coming of the Messiah. On this, the second Sunday of Advent, we remember the first coming of our Savior in a humble manger and look forward to his second glorious appearance in the clouds. But today, if he visits your heart, will you recognize him? Or will the darkness blind you from seeing the true light? Jesus encouraged us to be like a bride waiting for her bridegroom, with our lamps ready and waiting for his appearing. Will you be ready for the Lord if he appears today?
To reign in us forever.
The prophet Micah said that from Bethlehem, one would go forth to be ruler in Israel. When she who is in labor has borne a child, he will arise and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they will remain, because at that time he will be great to the ends of the earth. This one will be our peace. So many times in Scripture, we are pictured as sheep, looking for the arrival of our shepherd. We are called his people, the sheep of his pasture. And Jesus referred to himself as the good shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep. How fitting, then, that it was a group of shepherds who received one of the first birth announcements of the newborn Messiah. An angel appeared to them as they kept watch over their flocks by night and said, "I bring you glad tidings of great joy, which will be for all people." On this, the third Sunday of Advent, we remember the joy of the coming of Jesus in Bethlehem and rejoice with the angels of heaven who said, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward men."
Isaiah prophesied that the people who walk in darkness would see a great light. The 60th chapter proclaims, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness will cover the earth, and deep darkness the peoples. But the Lord will rise upon you, and his glory will appear upon you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. They will bring gold and frankincense, and will bear good news of the praises of the Lord." On this, the fourth Sunday of Advent, we remember the star which appeared in the dark Judean sky, and led the wise men of the east to the Holy Child, born the King of Kings, where they laid their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh at his feet. His light still shines in the darkness of the world, calling wise men to himself that they may lay their gifts at his feet and find the true king, the royal son God promised through his servant Isaiah, who said, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor,
the Mighty God,
the Everlasting Father,
the Prince of Peace.
Of the increase of his government there shall be no end,
upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom,
to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice, from henceforth even forever.
The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this.
This Christmas season, will you have the wisdom to seek out the light of the world and lay your gifts at his feet?
Sins, sins, sins.
See you.